even the interiors of the earliest stars. These heavier elements are byproducts of the nuclear burning process that enables stars to shine. Our sun contains small amounts of the heavier elements. Thus, we know it's at least a second-generation star, formed in part from materials made in the first stars. Earth has the same origin as the sun. Both the sun and the earth form from the same primordial gas cloud that occupied the space of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago. Our program's called Stardate. It's written by Deborah Bird and produced for the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory. Thank you so much for being with me. My name's Joel Block.
that's music from Tangerine Dream.
Is that what it is?
Well, let's thank you, Arnie. Arnie Pritchett.
Thank you, Arnie. Arnie recommended that for us.
In fact, he actually even put it on for us.
He physically put it on. Well, doesn't that break some sort of union rule to touch a record and put it on when it's not your time slot?
Yes, it does.
We can sue him now.
Well, we're not in many
members. Thank you, Arnie. Thank you. Well, that's from the film anyway. What's the name of this film? Thief.
Thief. Was that you scratching?
No, I made a deliberate attempt not to scratch the record, and a sound came on as if I'm. It's around us.
Looks
as
like
if I'm connection. Scratching a record. There's a loose connection around here somewhere.
Turn
is
my
it
mic
you?
Down.
It's you, Mike. You're the loose connection. I always suspected as much.
Well, have to change that.
We can plug you in somewhere else.
Yes, we can.
Which is a non-loose connection.
Yes.
But we don't have to worry about it right now. It's been such a busy week. I can't believe...
Busy.
Well, school's ended here at Stony Brook. The semester is over.
Out of work for 2 days because I was sick.
Mike was sick, and school ended.
You know why?
Everything.
Because I said last week I never missed a show yet.
We talked about that Tuesday night, and if anybody was around Tuesday night, Mike called us up and from his sick bed.
You remember I told you that the lights went out in Port Jeff for a time?
He was having delusions.
No, they weren't delusions. They happened two more times after that.
Oh, I thought you were getting better, too. Apparently he had a relapse, and he was
I still sound kind
having
of,
more delusions.
I still feel like I have a bit of a cold. Well, in fact, I do.
The lights went out in Port Jefferson. How come I didn't hear about that anywhere else?
For just a second. Like that, just to kick out the streetlights and high crime for the next 3 minutes before they kicked it back on.
Oh, so those special type of lights that take a while to come back on after they go off.
Right.
Well, that's technology. But it's been such a nice week weather-wise, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's...
Spring is... I think I can say right now at this moment that there won't be any more substantial accumulations of snow, at least not, you know, in
so
the
then you
months.
Recommend I take my snow tires off?
I think you should.
Okay.
I think I should.
We ought to break out the WUSB fan.
The fan? It's been in hibernation all this time, but I think it is time.
In
because
fact, it's working right now.
Whenever spring comes, whenever summer comes, the USB studios on the inside turn into an oven or something, and it's impossible to sit in here. You know, in a normal state of dress and survive.
Well, there's nude radio in here, right?
Well, we don't it's not
too bad this isn't radio. Too bad this isn't video.
So you didn't go down to D.C. on Sunday, did you?
No, but you did.
I did, and I had a lot of fun down there.
Yeah, big crowd down there.
A very big crowd down there. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised and shocked at the media for not telling the truth about the crowd, because I was down there. A lot of people were down there. Mm-hmm. I'd say at least 100,000 people, probably more than that. But in the papers and on TV and everything, it only
and radio?
20,000 on radio. I don't know, you know, why. The only newspaper I saw that told the truth was our own Statesman here at the State University.
And how many did you say were there?
I said 100,000, and they said the same thing, and mm-hmm. I believe that was right. When you have people marching from the State Department in D.C. to the Pentagon in Virginia, about 2 miles apart, and
right.
it takes them 5 hours to cover that distance, and all that time they, you know, they're covering the entire distance between the two places.
Right.
I think you have more than 20,000 people, but
mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that a little bit later with some other folks, probably.
Hope so.
What else do we have
we
on
have,
the agenda? Anything?
I'll look at another radio station.
Oh, we're going to look at it. Oh, we're starting a new series tonight, I believe.
Yeah, an occasional series. From time to time, I'll do this kind of thing.
A survey of other radio stations in the United States and maybe other places, too. Who knows?
Look at their programming and behind-the-scenes activities.
Oh, well. The behind-the-scenes activities are going to be...
Plus, Spunky and Spunky.
Spunky and Spunky are
oh,
here.
Oh, wait a minute.
The tripods.
What? Did we introduce ourselves?
No, we didn't. Who are we?
I'm Mike Uhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Or close to it.
3 hours, huh? Well, you never know what's going to happen on Radio Free Long Island. Neither do we. So
stay tuned.
Stay tuned and we'll learn together.
Thank you. Controversy.
Hey, you can't say that on the air!
Action. Mystery guests.
All coming up very, very soon, so stay with us on Radio Free Long Island.
Thank you.
Well, that was Beethoven's seventh we had just been hearing.
A little bit of Beethoven's seventh, not too much of it.
A seventh of Beethoven.
That's a symphony that you can really get carried away with.
I really love that. That and the sixth.
Blast it through the whole house. The sixth is the good one. The ninth, huh? Mm. With the chorale and all
that. And everyone's
that.
Favorite, the fifth.
The fifth.
No.
Yeah. I like the first and the second, too. Actually, they're all pretty good symphonies. I mean, I don't think anyone I know can write a better symphony than any of his.
I can agree with that.
Do you know anyone?
Let's see.
Anyone on our station, for instance?
Paul Barkin? Diana Basso.
Maybe. James Lantier, he could write a symphony.
Maybe even Brian Dinger.
I was thinking Brian Dinger. I think he'd be more into the opera type thing.
No, Valerie Jean would be in the opera.
Yeah, that's true. She would.
I like her shows.
Valerie Jean shows?
Yeah.
How about Jim Wiener?
No, he wouldn't. I don't think he'd, no.
No, I was talking about his shows.
Oh, his shows. Yes.
Comes in about once a month or so.
Once every 3 weeks or something.
You know who would write a great symphony?
Bill McKenzie.
No? Well, maybe he would. I don't know. I was thinking of Jim Ross. What a tremendous classical composer he would be.
Yes.
Jim Ross, the Bluegrass program every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on USB. And
Could you turn the headphones up just a smidgen?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that better?
That's good. Okay, now I can hear what we're saying.
But on the subject of Jim Ross, you, I believe, did his show with him last Wednesday night.
Oh, that was terrible.
Well, I don't know about that. You had some fans downstairs in the ice cream shop. That was pretty nice.
That was true, yes.
And I managed to weasel some free ice cream out of that, even though I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. What? You probably were the first person to put that album that we played on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
I did do something, and I didn't even know it.
That's why you got your ice cream.
Well, all sorts of crazy things.
If you want to send us ice cream, our address
hard
is...
Hard or soft, by the way.
Yes.
Some radio programs only take, like, soft ice cream, but we take both. All right, and we like it with sprinkles or without sprinkles. The cone can be a sugar cone. It can be one of those other... What's the other kind called?
Non-sugared cones.
Oh, yeah, right, non-sugared cones. We take them all, so by all means...
Yeah, well...
You can't send ice cream, can you?
Sure you can. A friend of mine... Someone where I work knows somebody out in California who complains that there's no bagel shops out in California.
No bagel shops, huh?
So she was going to get a
How
dozen...
How can you live without bagels?
I don't know.
One of those Californians are so...
Lifeless.
Strange. Lifeless.
Especially in Big Bear City, but more on that later.
Well, Big Bear City.
She was going to go down to her local bagel place, pick up a dozen freshly baked bagels, ship them out to her friend in California, State Express or something like that.
With locks?
I don't know if the locks would be able to make it over a couple of days.
Well, they must sell locks out in California, at least. I mean, if they don't have that, forget it. I'll never even go into that state.
But there's no need for locks in California. It's such an honest thing.
I knew he was going to say something like that. Very, very hilarious.
That's the only word.
No bagel place. That sounds as bad as no pizza places. But maybe we'll get to that later.
So how do you like the springtime weather we're having?
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. It says it's 47 degrees outside now.
What's it inside?
Inside is pretty warm. It's, 78 degrees. I don't understand. It feels a lot warmer than that. In fact, it was
cooler.
So warm. No, it's in here it feels cooler.
Okay.
Out there it feels warmer.
Mm.
It does.
Well,
it felt so warm the last couple of days that the staff of Radio Free Long Island and a few other people as well were planning on making a bike trip tonight.
Right.
You want to tell the folks about that, Mike?
Yes, just let's say that before you start calling us up, our number is 246-7901. Don't call us now. Even if you are calling right at this very moment, you can keep ringing and we'll pick up eventually.
They hung up. Good.
Call back when we're done talking. The one thing I wanted to mention about the spring before we get into the bicycle riding aspect of it, there's all sorts of dogwoods coming into bloom right now.
Dogwoods?
Dogwood trees, with the white blossoms.
Oh, yes, I've seen some of those.
It's very, very A very good effect is if you're traveling down a country road and it's lined on both sides with plenty of dogwoods that have just come into to blossom, and it's nighttime and your car headlights are reflecting off these blossoms on the trees, and it feels like you're driving around in the middle of winter with snow on the trees. It's a really wild and eerie feeling. You could have the window open because it's so warm out.
Do these things fall down onto the ground?
Yeah, and they cause lots of slippery conditions, too.
I was about to ask that. Maybe we should keep our snow tires on.
Okay.
Dogwood trees.
We're going to have 3 to 4 inches accumulation of dogwood blossoms.
Where were the ones you were thinking of? Because I don't know of any large numbers of them.
Well, there's this loop road here on campus.
There are dogwood trees on campus?
Yeah, all over. Check it out.
I thought we were sheltered from such things.
No, it's true, it's there.
Dogwoods on campus, huh?
Yes.
Bring that up and have some sort of a debate about that.
Right. Well, what's this about your bicycle ride now?
Well, no, up until today, Mike had agreed to take a bicycle ride after the program. Well, we were going to go, where were we going to go? First, the South Shore.
You said, well...
I would have liked to have gone to the South Shore, but that was a bit too much for Mike.
Well, everybody else, too.
Mike picked a place called Danger Hill. Is that the name of it?
I think that's what they call it, yeah.
Well, it's that place in, what's the name of it?
Farmingville.
Farmingville.
Right by Bald Hill, where County Road 83 goes through.
Yeah.
Oh, if you happen to be listening in Connecticut and you're not familiar with this geography, please bear with us. Now, come on, don't abuse them.
Well, I mean, you know,
they're paying for this too. Well,
we don't count for the creatures out in the outer space 20 years from now who are going to be hearing us. Do we apologize every time we say something regional? Or people in Brooklyn or New Jersey?
If you happen to be listening to us, which in a place which might not be considered our normal listening range, please call us. And we won't accept your collect call.
Well, call us collect just to let us know that you really are there.
Oh,
and then we'll refuse and we'll acknowledge that on the air. How's that?
We'll ask the operator where you're calling from.
Right. And, you know, she'll tell us and we'll say,
because
no.
Operators can be such nice people.
Oh, they can be. But about the bike ride, are we going to do this next week?
Next week or maybe the week after.
Mike insists it's too cold out now, even though it says
47. Well, no, I'm getting over this terrible cold, which I still have. And actually, I should go home and get my beauty
sleep. I think you plotted the whole thing to get out of the bike ride.
Well, I don't know.
We didn't tell the folks our phone number in case they...
yes,
they
we
are.
Did. But again, it's area code 516-246-7901. Yeah, it really is. It really is. It sounds like Captain Kirk's coming in or something.
Well, maybe he'll be in later on.
Maybe. Stereo Man.
Nothing like some old Gershwin. Diodato style.
Yep. I'm sure they don't want to hear us doing this.
I went out and I bought 2 lights for my bike today.
Two lights. And back?
No, both front, so I can have the high beam effect.
Do you have a back taillight?
Well, you need something to flash at cars when they're in the other lane. I mean, they can blind you just as well as when you're in a car and they have the high beams on. They don't seem to realize that.
One of your arguments for taking this bicycle ride was we were going to travel down to the Patchogue or South Shore, wherever the hell we were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
It would be dark and it would be late at night and there would be no traffic.
Right.
And what about coming back?
Well, coming back, we'd see all the people waking up, and we'd wave cheerily at their faces as they approach us.
Okay, so suppose we go next week or the week after or sometime. We're going to do it sometime.
I think it's really nifty to take a bike ride at 3:30 in the morning.
Better idea.
And come back at about 7.
Better
with
idea.
A bunch of people.
Why don't we ride down to the ferry dock in Port Jeff, and then get on the ferry, the first ferry, when it starts running. This time next week, it will be running, and take it up to Connecticut and ride around and visit all our Connecticut friends.
Well, because we should appreciate Long Island. This is Radio Free Long Island. We don't just hop off to Connecticut first chance we get, do we? I mean, we can do that, but I think primarily we should focus on Long Island. And I don't want to see a sunrise on a ferry. I want to see a sunrise on a mountain.
It's the most beautiful... Okay, we'll do both.
Yeah, we can do both.
We were going to go up and see some people at another radio station up there anyway, weren't we?
I believe so. Well, we can visit all sorts of radio stations as we're pedaling across country.
Right.
We'll be visiting another radio station very shortly here on the air, I believe.
Yeah.
somewhere out in the boondocks.
Even more in the boonies than we are here.
We just spoke to somebody down in Atlanta, Georgia. He wasn't listening, but we just wanted to ask him a question. His name is Dave Beadle. Works with the Cable News Network. And we were talking about the crowd down in Washington last Sunday. Now, I was there, and I insist that it's over 100,000, but other newspapers and TV reporters and things like that said 20,000, 25,000 maybe, which I have to say, as it may sound opinionated, but I have to say it's wrong. It just is not right.
That is your opinion.
I was there.
It's shared by many, in fact.
Well, I weigh my opinion very heavily in this case because I was there and I insisted a lot of people were there.
Now, big crowd.
A big crowd. We talked to Dave Beadle.
Big.
What did Dave Beadle have
of CNN, he told us that they base their estimates on the police estimates. So whatever the police tell them is what they repeat. So apparently the police...
What had they reported?
Underestimated the crowd. And
or maybe you're overestimating it.
No, I don't think so, because everybody I know who was there says the same thing. Everybody.
Mm.
And I even know some conservative people who were there, and even they say that there was 100,000 people. I think that's strong evidence, and I'd like to take it to a court sometime. It's damaging. It really is. When you say only 20,000 people show up to something that over 100,000 people
still you
actually appear for...
You couldn't get 20,000 people in your living room even if you tried hard.
No.
So it's even still, but I can see your point definitely.
Well, think of what it does to the movement. You know,
right.
People say only 20,000 people out of the whole nation. It couldn't be a strong movement. I don't want to get involved, but it's wrong. They really were down there. There was a lot of people.
What did Pacifica say?
I believe they must have gone the way of 100,000.
Yeah.
They tell the truth about things like that anyway.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, there were a lot of loonies down there. Real loonies.
Right.
I mean, not just the Moonies, because we did run into them. They, we were in front of the Pentagon, about, I'd say 50,000 of us had reached the Pentagon, and the rest were still marching over the bridge. All of a sudden, this other group of about 200 people came marching from behind the Pentagon, which I guess is kind of appropriate, chanting support Reagan and Castro out of Cuba and all that type of stuff. Stuff I agreed with in principle, such as Afghanistan and, you know, Russia out of Afghanistan, that type of thing. But, of course, the two groups clashed because they disagreed
on,
it could have been violent. But I have to say that the leaders of both groups sort of formed a chain in between and prevented anybody from crossing.
And
they just sort of chanted back and forth. And they, you know, a lot of times they sounded angry. It seemed as if some violence was going to break out. But thanks to some good security on both sides, I have to say, and some rational thinking.
That's really a true credit, because the moment a demonstration starts getting violent, it loses all its credence.
Definitely. And I found out later that the group that actually did come marching from behind the Pentagon is a subsidiary of the Reverend Sun Yat-moon, which was interesting. I was wondering why they were smiling throughout the whole thing. They tend to do that.
Well, why don't we just get on with the show?
Well, this is the show.
Bunky and Spunky are coming up shortly.
Oh, they can wait.
No, they can't.
Yeah, I guess not.
We've got all sorts of good things.
But I want to mention one more crazy group.
Uh-oh.
I forget their name. It begins with an S, but they had a march at the exact same time, and they're for World Soviet Citizenship. And they say that the fence of the Soviet and Cuba begins in El Salvador.
Uh-huh.
So they want us to send arms to the leftist guerrillas, which is like exactly the opposite of what everyone else is saying.
Right.
A fun day in Washington.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun.
Well, let's get back to the music.
It's not here.
Here it comes.
Where is it? Ooh, this sounds familiar.
It does. Oh, is that where that came from?
We should be hearing Frank Berger's voice. We're not signing off, ladies and gentlemen. This is our sign-off music. But
this is WUSB Stony Brook.
No, he doesn't say it yet. He waits until... Let's see if I can get
right about now.
This is WUSB Stony Brook.
New York.
Long Island's non-commercial alternative, or something like that. Let's listen to the music.
Thank you. serious subject, alcohol. Now, a lot of you kids come from homes filled with alcoholics. Chances are you'll grow up to be one, too. So here are some tips to minimize the social and personal damage.
First off, you have to find out if you really are an alcoholic. If you can't listen to this entire message without taking a drink, you probably are one.
Another tip off is if you've been on the drinking man's diet for more than 10 years without losing any weight. And getting daily deliveries from the liquor store is a sure sign.
There are several ways of treating an alcoholic. But according to the experts, it's not considered a good idea to lock them in a trunk, which is then thrown into a nearby lake or river. They might never speak to you again.
And if you want to dry out a drunk, don't stick them in a dehydration chamber. It's not the same thing.
And contrary to popular belief, there is no Boy Scout merit badge for alcoholism.
Now, if all else fails and you or your pals can't stop drinking, you can always get elected to the Senate. So, this is Bunky.
And Spunky saying, if you're drinking, don't play with blasting caps.
Of deep space, there was a war, and the war was brought to our time. And Prince Mylor, commander of Glorsan, came alone to the evil Dobrag and the army of darkness to exchange his life for the human hostages of the planet Clag.
Why do you come, Prince? Go back to your kin.
I come for the human captive.
I will not release them. They have no desire to be rescued.
I offer them a chance.
You take a chance, Prince. The humans are traitors to your father, the king. By rescuing them, you also become a traitor.
My father sends me to free the human.
No one makes you do this, Prince. Go home, or the king will never take you back.
I will go when my work is done, Dobrag. And my father will welcome me. And the humans who return with me.
Indifference or caring? A conflict that demands your choice. This story brought to you by the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
This is Don Topeka for Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms, reminding you to stay tuned for the illustrious adventures of the Tripod family. Coming soon on Radio Free Long Island. Stay tuned.
Beyond the boundaries of deep space, there was a war. And the war was brought to our time. And Prince Mylor, commander of Glorsan, came alone to the evil Dobrag and the army of darkness to exchange his life for the human hostages of the planet Clag.
Where are the humans?
They have turned against you, Prince. They are afraid you have endangered them by coming here. Even now, the human Eldor is trying to persuade my guards that he will have nothing to do with you.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Everyone knows but you, Prince. The humans don't want your help. And if they did, they'd never admit it.
I give my life, Dobrag, for their release.
The humans will never believe you, and you, Prince, will die for nothing.
I have come to break their chains, Dobrag. The door of escape is open, if the humans will only run.
Suspicion or trust? A conflict that demands your choice. This story brought to you by the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
This is Radio Free Long Island on WUSB Stony Brook. The
Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff. That's My Rabbit, My Dog Caught It, from the recorded anthology of American Music, Incorporated. And we heard from the Walter family, Draper Walter.
Get down.
Fiddle, jug, piano, guitar, and washboard.
Now, I don't want to say get down anymore, because that's all I was saying when I was doing the bluegrass with Jim Ross.
Oh, is that what you did?
I said get down the whole time.
I'm glad you served some purpose. We also heard Reimer's favorite, Alan Sisson, fiddle, and Jacob Burkhardt, piano. Wow. How does a washboard work anyway, and how did it get that name?
I don't know. I guess the best person to ask would actually be Jerry DeLisle or Mark Horowitz.
That's true.
Or traditional San folk DJs. Or
true.
Or anybody else who might know.
But they're not here right now,
That's true.
We have to find the answer.
Oh, speaking of answers, before you had
mentioned... Oh, yes, we did get an answer to a question we asked, and we forgot we asked it, in fact.
The question was, what's the other type of ice cream cone? We had sugar. And the guy called up, and he says, of course, it's a wafer.
A wafer one.
Thank you to the fellow out in St. James. So how long do you think it would take us to get to St. James on bicycles, anyway?
Not too long. Bicycles are a tremendous... Why do we sound like we're in a tunnel?
I don't know.
Somebody opened the door and put all the speakers on.
That's probably exactly what happened. Lewis, could you go turn off those speakers out there?
Before we go, turn off your face. Thank you. No,
Lewis,
St. James...
be so helpful.
If he only
not
tried.
Even an operator.
St. James...
Things people get away with on radio.
Things people get away with off radio. You'll be surprised
at that one.
No, the St. James, it would take probably about 20 minutes, I'd say, from here.
You're nuts.
I don't think it'll take us that long, 20 minutes.
No, you're nuts. That's
what kind of a bike do you have? Speed or something?
It would take you 10 minutes to get to St. James.
Oh, 10 minutes, okay.
St. James is the next town over.
Well, I thought, I didn't know you could ride a bike that well. Okay, if you feel you can make it in 10 minutes, fine, I could make it in 10 minutes.
Okay.
It takes 10 minutes to get to Port Jefferson. Bikes are the best way to get around, no question about it.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you this, but I have two lights now on my bike, and
yes.
Of course you know about my
the
air
high
horn.
Beam effect.
You know about the air horn I carry around.
Do you want to play that on the air?
Maybe a little later when the folks get used to us. But the air horn, let me tell you, is...
You just put a big smile on Lewis's face.
One of the best things...
Not too loud,
I think
please.
He's going to go in and play it. Do we have a microphone working in there? Hold on, let me see if... Yes, I think we do.
But, oh no, it's going to definitely deafen everybody. You're going to have that down very low.
Yep, he's in there. Okay. He's putting on headphones.
I'm going to take the headphones.
His earmuffs.
I'm going to take my headphones off because I know it's going to come out really loud.
Okay, here goes the air horn. Give it a shot, but not too long because I'll lose all the air if you do that.
You can blow into that little red thing.
That's true, too. Go ahead. And when you blow that thing, blow that thing on the road, people know you're there.
That's Lewis Heckheimer.
And I have to say, that has come close to saving my life at least once.
Really?
Yeah. It has. I can't say it's really saved my life, but there's this cat, see? I was riding down the street really fast, and this cat comes running. And you don't think cats would come out the way dogs do, but this one was, I don't know, just it was nuts or something. And it came running out, and when you see a cat come flying at you, your first reaction is to fall over or do something dangerous and get hit by a car.
Was this at night with your two headlights, with your high beam?
No, I just got the two headlights today, so I can't say it was with the two headlights. But this wasn't the daytime, in fact.
Uh-huh.
But when I saw the cat coming at me, I blew the horn, and it was unbelievable. The cat almost literally froze in midair and made a complete 180-degree turn and went the other way, and I guess never tried that again.
Never pulled that stuff.
It works on dogs. It worked on a... some guy was coming down in a Ferrari or something. Oh, I guess I can't say brand names on the air, but in a car like that...
Like a Ferrari.
Right. And
even if it wasn't a Ferrari, it was like a Ferrari.
It was very like a Ferrari. And he was coming out of this this road... And he saw me coming in the shoulder, but for some reason, thinking I was a bicycle rider, I didn't have any rights at all, and somehow him pulling in front of me would not affect me as much as if I was a car.
Uh-huh.
When I let him have the horn, though, he rethought his position and backed up, and I went by.
What good is a middle finger?
Of course,
what good is a middle finger if you have a horn like that?
Well, no, he made use of that as he passed by me when he made the right turn, but there's no need getting into that now. The things are good to have, I think.
Well, without a doubt.
Yeah, you can't just rely on... whistles are good, too, I guess. But what was the question? St. James.
Yeah.
All because of a wafer. A wafer of comb. St. James is nothing. I want to go to Montauk someday.
Okay, go
just
ahead.
Go out.
Bye.
Well, okay, all right. You want to stay home, be lazy, go to work every day, and just, you know...
I wish I could take off time and go to Montauk. I really do. But got to pay the rent.
That's some people's conformist way of life. Other people decide to live more adventurous lives.
Well, we found out that we are going to be
the day, you know.
Yes, we are going to be taking you to Yoder, Wyoming.
Yoder, Wyoming,
which is about 20 miles from the Nebraska border.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. It's in Wyoming.
Oh, by the way, the gentleman who was playing with Eric's horn on his bicycle horn was Lewis Heckheimer, who I'm glad to say did actually do an interview with the Heath Brothers. Is that not right?
That's correct.
And it's going to be aired tomorrow night, starting at 6.
Tell us all
six.
About it. Well, not all about it, but tell us a quick word.
One. Is that quick enough?
Okay.
Well, that's good enough for you, anyway.
Seriously, the Heath Brothers were out here last week, and we got a panel together and had a nice long discussion with them about their thoughts about music and their experiences as jazz musicians. And it should be very interesting. It's going to be on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Great.
Right after Stardate. Right after Felix and Lister and Kirk and all those people.
And us.
And us before that, if you want to go all the way around the clock.
And Arnie.
And Arnie Before Us.
And Philip and Peter.
Philip and Peter.
And Lou Stevens.
And Bob Duffy. Oh, my.
And Italian Hit Parade.
Oh, boy. Let's stop while we can.
It's bad enough going forwards with the USB schedule. Now we have to go backwards.
8 minutes after 1 o'clock, the tripods are coming up momentarily. Please stand by. The Fabulous Adventures of the Tripods, one of America's most illustrious families. As we join Howard today, we still... Anybody see Don Topeka?
What happened to Don?
Something happened to him. He was just talking on mic, and he sort of ran out of the studio. I think he had to get a drink
of
water.
I think he was scared of that man right there.
Yeah, I think so, too. we're sorry, folks. Don doesn't usually do that. Sometimes he does. Well, not on the air, anyway.
Well, not on purpose.
All right.
Oh, here he comes now.
All right, he's coming back in. The tripods will be with you in a moment. Please stand by.
Free Long Island, in coordination with the Three Village Tobacco Company, presents the fabulous adventures of the Tripods, one of America's most illustrious families. Today, as we join Howard Tripod, we see that he is still stranded on a canoe, escaping from Whitney Island and going out into the Atlantic Ocean. And we hear Howard say,
"I wish it would get light already. I can't see a single thing in any direction. But even if it was the middle of the day, I probably wouldn't see anything. Just water. I never realized how much water there was in the world. It never seems to end. I wonder if anyone saw me... Oh, that's a big one. I wonder if anybody saw me drifting away from Whitney Island. Maybe they're looking for me right now. I bet the Coast Guard's got a whole fleet out searching, and they've probably got helicopters and radar and everything. Who am I kidding? I bet they haven't even realized I'm missing yet. They were so disorganized over there yesterday. No one even knew I was a star of a motion picture they were getting ready to film. Well, a co-star in any event. I wonder if that French actress ever showed up. Oh, what was her name again? Brigitte LaRue, that's it, yes. Brigitte LaRue. It was really because of her that I agreed to do this film in the first place. Always wanted to meet her. Oh, well, that's the way it goes, I guess. Certainly getting hungry. I haven't eaten since yesterday morning. I could use some water, too. It's kind of ironic, I guess, having all this water around me. What was that? Oh, my goodness. Makes you think, though, with all this water, not being able to have a drop. Oh. What was that? Sounded like a sonic boom or something. Are those seagulls? Hey, there must be some sort of life here if I see seagulls. They're heading out where I'm going. There must be something there. They don't fly out to sea. Hey, wait a minute. Is it starting to get light? Well, it's about time. suck. I've been out here for hours. Wait a minute, I have been out here for hours. My goodness, when is this going to end? There go the seagulls. For some reason, Kathy just flashed into my mind. I wonder if she knows what happened. I kind of hope not. She doesn't take things like that well at all. When I left, she was still so depressed about Uncle Jonathan breaking her entire china collection the last time he was out. If she finds out about this, I'm drifting out to sea. I don't know what she's going to do. It's really such... I think I see something up ahead. What is that? Could it be land? It's still pretty dark, but I think I can see trees or something over there. Yes! Yes, those are trees! I can't believe it! Apparently there's another island all the way out here. I wonder if anyone lives out here. Let me try to maneuver this canoe over there. Oh, boy. That's not too difficult. I think I'm getting pretty close to land. Oh, I seem to have reached land. Yes, I have. I can't go any further. This looks like a very big island. I'm going to get out of the boat and see if I can walk ashore. What is cold? The sun is just starting to come up now. This is a nice beach. It's a feeling of desolation. There's absolutely nobody around. I'll have to start exploring, see if I can find any sort of civilization. Oh, I can see for miles. I can't see... Wait a second. Is that a figure up ahead? I think I do see... Wow. That has to be one of the largest people I've ever seen, if that's a person. He must be at least 10 feet tall. Well, I've got nothing to lose to try and talk to him and get out of here, get back home or something. Hello? Well, sir? Mister? Whatever you are? Hello? Well, let me go up to him. He seems to be looking at me. Hello, I seem to have just landed on this desert island, and I was wondering if maybe you could help me get back or tell me where I am.
What do you do here?
My name's Howard Tripod. I was on Whitney Island. We were filming a motion picture. Me and this French actress, Brigitte Leroux, and I was taking a boat ride before we did the film, and my boat became adrift. You see, I come from Long Island. I didn't grow up there or anything. I was born in Big Bear City, but we had to move out to Long Island.
What you do here?
And so, Howard appears to have found some form of civilization on a strange island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. How will his family back on Long Island react? And what about Brigitte Leroux? You'll want to be with us next time when we may answer some of these questions on the Tripod Family. For Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms, this is Don Topeka.
Yeah, good stuff there, good stuff.
That's Bill Spence on the Hammered Dulcimer.
Wow.
The Fenix All-Star String Band. Some of these tunes I really can get into. In fact, what tune did we just hear from that?
We heard...
Was it Times Are Getting Hard?
No.
Or
no,
Cabri Waltz, Midnight on the Water?
It was The Flowers of Edinburgh, Temperance Reel. But I guess the... If you're... I don't know, we might have mentioned this at one point before.
What's that?
That if you're a gardener, you may notice, recognize this tune.
I'm not a gardener, but do they play that in gardening conventions or something?
No, the Crockett's Victory Garden Program.
Oh, yes, I've seen that a few times.
Well, Jim Crockett, well, he died a couple of years ago, but they still use the theme song. And,
Well, they have repeats, I mean, that's what it is, right?
No, they don't.
Well, how can they have Crockett's Victory Garden the theme song?
Well,
they don't call it
Crockett's Victory Garden, they call it Victory Garden.
Well, who does it?
I'm not sure what the guy's name is. Bob Thompson or something like that.
Oh.
I'm sure one of our listeners can come in with the answer. When we
stop. Well, the only thing he asks us all the questions we've been asking. That's really nice to know.
We've even gotten an answer for the next edition of the Tripod.
Well, suggestion in any event. What will happen to Howard Tripod? He's in trouble. That guy sounded kind of nasty.
And also, just before that, we heard...
What did we hear?
We heard Guy Van Duzer and Billy Novick.
Is that so?
That's the tune we heard was one of their medleys on their first album.
I love those medleys.
They just keep a couple
going.
Of reels and jigs.
Forever and ever.
And if you're familiar with Bunky and Spunky at all, they also do the background music for Bunky and
Spunky.
Do
they? I was going to ask that. In fact, we should have had a contest who does that. But now we blew it because we told everybody who does it.
Well, 2 weeks ago, we had Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher. If you can guess who did the theme music for that,
okay,
we'll mention
good.
Your name on the air.
Twice. I'll say it and then Mike will say it. What do you want to say first?
Well, how about if we both sing it in harmony?
Okay, we can do that.
Like John Doe. Let's practice. John Doe.
Oh, John Doe.
No, you're supposed to sing it in harmony.
I can't sing. I'm tone deaf.
Oh.
But Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher's show that was on 2 weeks ago, there was there was music underneath that, I remember.
Right.
And if you can name the music, we'll name your name. Sounds fair.
Okay.
What are we going to do?
You know what I wanted to mention to you?
What's that?
I was quite pleased, very, very pleased today when
Thank
I
you.
Heard that New York State balanced its budget.
Oh, yes. Isn't that something? They couldn't...
38 days without a budget. And it got to the point where they ran out of money for postage stamps to send out tax returns, tax refunds.
Now... That's even something our student government wouldn't do. Run out of money to mail letters. Can you imagine that? A state, a whole state, New York, the size of New York, not being able to mail letters?
They needed $336,000 to mail tax refunds.
But did you get... You got your tax return.
I got mine yesterday.
Now, that doesn't make any sense.
The day after they said they were going to stop mailing them because they ran out of postage stamps... I got mine yesterday, the 7th of May.
Something's wrong.
The check was dated April 29th. But then again, if you live in Connecticut, like I know many of you do, you don't have to worry about that.
Why not?
Because they're not New York State residents, and they generally don't file New York State income tax returns.
Oh, I guess not. No, I thought you meant that they didn't have to worry about tax at all. Of course they do.
Well, they have their own taxes, but I'm sure they're living in the black, in the solvent state up there.
Now, you got your thing yesterday in the mail. Now,
right.
You weren't supposed to get it yesterday because there was no money to mail the letters.
Do you think this is something
that we should, go wake up the legislature and ask them what the hell's going on with the state?
Are you trying to say something's wrong? People are making false allegations, that type of thing? Are you trying to say that maybe the check will bounce? Or maybe the stamp on the envelope will bounce?
I think that's more likely.
Oh, the stamp's going to bounce.
Speaking about stamps, I want to say something. I want to make a gripe on the air. Because here at Stony Brook, we used to have a post office with a nice little lady who gave you stamps and everything. Well, they replaced that nice little lady with a whole bunch of mean machines that spew out stamps at you sometimes. Sometimes. Other times they take your money and they say, sold out. And they say, we're not going to give you your money back because we're sold out. Or they give you mangled stamps. Or they say, I don't understand what you want, and they don't answer your questions.
Now, with stamps that are 18 cents, the machine doesn't accept pennies. So what am I supposed to do? I want one stamp. I have to buy a 20-cent stamp and pay 2 cents extra.
20-cent stamp?
Well, I mean, a 15-cent stamp and then five 1-cent stamps.
Why don't you go down to your local post office tomorrow morning and buy some? Because you probably won't be awakened.
The whole point of having a post office on campus is to save a trip to the real post office.
Mm.
Now, you can't, you know, ask this machine the time of day. You can't ask it for change or anything without getting some sort of a fierce reaction from it.
You can.
And I just wanted to speak out and say that. I think it's horrendous that we have to deal with machines.
You can ask.
Especially the machines that don't accept pennies.
But they,
what's
they,
wrong with pennies?
They won't answer you.
Nothing wrong with pennies.
But I was quite surprised when I heard that they weren't going to stop mailing checks, and that they stopped mailing them because they ran out of money, and I got mine that very same day.
You should give that as an excuse for not mailing your income tax return.
I ran out of money for my stamp.
If they can get away with it, why can't we?
Not sure. They're a big state.
Yeah. A lot of people are depending on that.
Right.
I'm waiting for my $6.
Well, we've got all sorts of good things coming your way, right?
I hope so.
There's a pizza coming our way, I think.
Oh, really? Well, maybe we should talk about that a little bit. There's some things on my mind.
About pizzas.
Well, I'll talk to you about it while we're playing the music, and maybe we can talk about it next time we come on.
Oh, okay.
You know, it depends. All sorts of other things going on tonight. It's, of course, this is the last weekend at Stony Brook. The last one.
Uh-huh.
Next week, the halls of Stony Brook will be dark. Everybody will have gone home.
Mm-hmm.
The buildings will be closed. The summer grass will be growing and the roads will be empty. The parking lots
the spring
will be full of broken
blooming.
Glass.
The spring dogwoods are blooming.
That's true, but they'll be blooming to empty rooms. All the Stony Brook students will have gone home after taking their finals and writing their papers and begging with their professors for extension. I just remember something.
You forgot to beg your professor for an extension.
Well, not only that, I took a final yesterday, and I think I did something that may very well have cost me a few points.
What was that?
Well, midway through the final, as is always the case with me, my pen that I was using dried up. In the middle of the essay question, the only essay question on the whole bloody exam.
And this guy's handwriting is so poor anyway.
Uh-huh. And what happened was...
Would somebody tell Lewis to get the phone? Oh, he probably did.
Well, somebody must get the phone. What happened was, I had nothing to do. I was sitting at a table all by myself. So I walked up to the professor very brazenly and asked him, I showed him my pen and said, this pen just passed away. Can I borrow yours, please? And he looked at me and he said, yeah, okay, I guess so. And he gave me his pen and I used it.
And there it is right now?
No, there it is next to your hand. In fact, you've been writing it. I forgot to give it back to him. And if he's out there, or if anyone who knows him is
engraved.
Out there, I'm sorry. I'd like to get it back to him as quickly as possible. That might have been the only pen he has. He might not be able to mark the test now. I hope not.
It's all done with computers.
It wasn't done intentionally. That's the thing, you know?
No, it was an honest mistake.
When people give me pens, I don't give them back. The same thing goes when I give people pens. They never give them back to me. As a result, I go through like 7 pens a week.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very interesting sometimes. I see some really good ones.
I gave
there.
You my pen the other day, and I had to call you up from work I was at to make sure I got my pen back.
I don't remember giving it to you either.
You didn't. I took it from you.
Oh.
You left it on your desk there where anyone could have taken it. Anyway, our listeners at home don't care about pens.
I'm sure we all come in contact with pens at one point, but maybe it's not something to dwell upon for too long.
I'm really kind of thirsty and hungry for pizza, so you ought to order a pizza.
All right, well, let's
play some
let's
music.
Talk about this, about the pizza. It's really been bothering me.
I feel like playing some music.
Why don't we play some music?
Okay. No, I don't feel like playing music.
No.
Forget the music. before we play the music, we would like to remind you that our address here is Radio Free Long Island, and that's
care of
the State University. Oh,
care of WUSB.
Right.
FM.
State University of New York at Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, New York.
11794
is our zip code, and I'm Eric Corley.
And I'm Mike Juhas.
To us.
And our telephone number.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either. But your finger was on the button. Our telephone number here.
I wasn't planning to play that one.
Our telephone number was 2... It is 246...
Disconnected.
It's 246-7901.
516 is the area zip code.
Area code. Zip code.
Sorry.
Zip code.
He's still
Radio Free Long Island.
Controversy.
Hey, you can't say that on the air!
Action! Mystery guests.
Friday nights at 12.02 a.m.
on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Well, if you're a frequent listener of Radio Free Long Island, you know that one of our favorite food groups is, in fact, pizza. But, Eric, what the hell is the true definition of pizza?
Well, you got me on that one, Mike. I mean, I've had it so often. I take it for granted. I really don't
know.
Cheese
pizza and sausage
pizza?
Yeah,
but if you set me on a desert island somewhere, I wouldn't know how to make the bloody thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of us would, I don't think. Nobody on WUSB, I think, could make a decent pizza. And that's something that I've learned after being here for nearly 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Not anyone on this station has ever made a pizza. At least none of my presence. And a few people I know of outside the station know how either. I don't think anybody really knows what a pizza is. They just, you know, have the thing and they don't think twice about it. It's like using a telephone. You don't know how the circuitry operates. You couldn't build a telephone. You just use it. You take it for granted. Same thing with a pizza.
I know for a fact that there's dough and there's tomato sauce and there's cheese, but the other ingredients I have absolutely no idea.
Well,
I don't know how it's made.
I know that too, Mike. I mean, In fact, I know a lot of the ingredients. I know about cheese and anchovies and all that stuff.
Anchovies?
In fact, when I was a kid, I mixed it all together, and it came out to be a big mess, you know?
Uh-huh.
It had nothing to do with just the ingredients. You have to do something with the ingredients, and that's what I'd like to know.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we call up some pizza parlors and ask them what their definition of pizza is?
That is a damn good idea, Mike.
In fact,
it's probably the best idea you've ever had.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far.
Now, let's go to the pizza capital of the world.
New York City?
New York City. How are we going to do this without sounding like total fools?
Why don't we just, like, say that we're new in the country, or...
That sounds good.
That's a great
We're
idea.
New in the country, and...
We just stepped off the boat.
We'd like to know, on a Friday night, we'd like to know what a pizza is. Could you please explain it to us?
Sounds good. Well, let's call
it. Let's give it a whirl.
Okay. Crunchy line we have here.
There we go.
Hello, Monty? Hello?
Hello, is this a pizza place?
Yeah.
Hi, this is kind of embarrassing. I just got into the country this morning, and I see signs for pizza all over the place. I was wondering if you could describe one for me, because I really don't know what they're like.
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you help us? We just got in the country just today, and we don't know what a pizza is.
Okay, they're 110 on Broadway.
He gave us the address.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to know where it is. We want to know what it is. We don't understand what a pizza is. We're new. We come from another country.
Yeah.
As you can tell by our accents. Maybe he didn't believe us.
He hung up on us.
Well, let's try again.
Another scratchy connection here.
Hello?
Hello, is this the pizza parlor?
Huh?
Hello, is this the pizza parlor?
Yeah, we order pizza.
Well, you see, I have a kind of a problem. I'm new in the country. I just got off the boat. And I don't know exactly what a pizza is. I've been traveling down the streets in New York City, and I've seen all these signs all over the place for pizza, and I don't know what pizza is. Could you please tell me? Could you give me the definition?
Well, I could explain it to you. I don't know how much to explain. I know pizza is like, it's just like with flour, you know, dough.
Uh-huh.
With cheese and sauce and those things.
It's
you could stop at a pizza place and have one.
Oh, well, that's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Could it be that people in pizza places don't really know more than we do?
It could well be, Eric.
Let's give it another try.
Let's hope this connection's good.
Oh, better connection this time.
Calling the pizza capital of the country. Well, actually, of the world.
And Mario, get the phone. trying to find out exactly what a pizza is.
Why should I get the phone? I'm busy. You get the phone.
But I got flour all over my hands. Hey, Butchagloop, answer the phone.
They like the sound of telephones ringing.
I guess they don't like our business.
You know how it is in pizza places. Sometimes things get pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just imagine the reaction you're going to get to a, you know, a stupid question like ours.
Yeah, at this time on the Saturday
this guy
night,
wants to know what a pizza is. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's not such a good idea after all.
Hmm.
Sounds like a good ring to me.
I think so. These places must close early.
Steve Bleiberg, our engineer, says, what's going on with these places? How come nobody's answering? He's moving his lips, but we can't understand what he's saying.
I think I can understand what he's saying.
Make gestures.
No.
Don't make gestures. Don't hang up on them yet. Give them a fair chance. Could be pretty busy.
Well, let's try to find one of these 24-hour places. That way we know we'll get an answer. Here it is. Here's a 24-hour place.
Oh, okay.
We'll give that a try. Got it?
Hello?
Hello, is this a pizza place?
Yes.
You sell pizza there?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm new in this country. I just got here today, and everywhere I go, I see signs for, you know, pizza. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of embarrassing. I guess you can tell by my accent. I'm new here. I don't really understand what a pizza is. Could you possibly describe it to me?
Pizza is made of cheese, dough, sauce, mozzarella cheese, pizza sauce.
Yeah.
Like a spaghetti sauce, the pizza, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's made of dough, cheese, and sauce, that's all.
I see. What does it look like? I never really got to look at one.
It's like a slices.
Slices?
It's cut in slices, yes.
Because I'm new here, too, and where we come from, we don't have this pizza stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been around long?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long has pizza been in existence in the United States?
I don't know.
How long have you been in business?
10 years.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for informing us. Bye.
Well,
kind of,
she seemed very friendly.
I think you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic.
That was friendly? If that was friendly, I'd like to see, you know, cold
more,
shoulder.
More friendly than the people that didn't answer.
That's true. More friendly than the person who hung up on me at the beginning.
Yeah, well, that's because you had a scratchy connection.
Even so, you know, I've had scratchy connections, and it's you know, polite to stay on.
So yes, okay. Well, next time you don't call them collect.
Okay. All right, we're going to try one more place. Here we are.
Another phone rings.
Hello, Dave.
Yes, good morning. This is a rather an embarrassing sort of question. I don't know who to turn to, so I'm new in this country, and I've been walking down the streets, and I've seen these little places that sell this pizza stuff. And I'm wondering, I really don't mean to impose on you, but I'd just like to know, could you tell me what this pizza stuff is? As you can tell from my accent, I just came into the country.
We're doing it?
Pardon me?
We're doing it?
Well, I'd like to know your definition of what pizza is.
Oh, it is dough.
Dough.
And sauce, tomato sauce, and special pizza sauce, and the cheese parmesan, and some spices, and stuff is on it, like a mushroom, sausage, pepperoni.
It's moving now.
Green peppers, whatever you like.
Oh, you can put all sorts of stuff on top of the pizza? Well, what kind of shape does it come in? Is it
round?
Round?
Yes.
Is it puffy?
What?
Is it puffy or is it like flat?
Round, and if you want it thin, we make thin. If you want it thick, we make thick. You know?
Really?
Yes.
How thick is thick, if you don't mind me asking?
Like, about high or round?
How high?
How high, about about 1.5 feet, 1/4 feet.
Oh boy, that's very high. Could I ask a question? I'm new here too. Could you make a square pizza if you wanted to, or is that against some sort of law?
We have a square pizza.
Excuse me?
We have a square pizza.
Oh, you can make square pizzas.
Yes.
Oh.
We're from Norway.
What a great country.
That's quite amazing.
Where do you come from, anyway?
We're from Liechtenstein.
Have you ever heard of Liechtenstein?
Nice country.
It is very nice.
No pizza, though.
But we've never heard of this stuff called pizza.
Oh.
And I just... Well, thank you very much for that. Maybe we'll come and pick one up later.
If you ever come to Liechtenstein and don't know what something is, let us know.
Please call us. We're in the book.
Lots of them.
Okay?
What?
We're in the book. Please call us in Liechtenstein.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I don't think we can say any more after that. I mean, that was a pretty thorough explanation of what pizza was.
I didn't realize they can make it up to a foot and a half high.
I know. Mark down that place next time we're in the city.
Right.
I want to go in there and ask that guy for one. It does say on that all kinds of pizza, and I
mm-hmm.
guess that's one of them that I just never found out about.
We're looking in the yellow pages, and...
Well, you see, I knew what was in the things. I mean, that was no question. It's just, how does it all come together and make that magical thing that we all know of? I still don't understand that, really.
I don't understand either. Let's try a local place.
Pizza.
Yeah, hi, this is kind of embarrassing. I have a question. I just moved into this country about yesterday, and I see in the papers all these advertisements for pizza or something like that.
Right, pizza.
Pizza.
Yes.
Could you explain to me what it is? Because where I come from, it just doesn't exist, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Sure. It's, let me see, how can I explain a pizza if you've never seen one before?
I've never seen one in my life.
It's round.
Yeah.
Right? It's got 8 slices to it, which are like triangular, you know, it's cut like, you know, crossways, 4 times. It's like a dough, or like a dough, you know, like crispy dough.
Uh-huh.
With tomato sauce, you know, and spices in it, and mozzarella cheese melted on top. With, you know, seasonings, you can put sausage on it, pepperoni, meatballs, mushrooms, you know, anything you want on it.
Do you cook it?
Yeah, we cook it in the oven, cooks it in, you know, 600 degrees for about 10-15 minutes. It browns up, the cheese browns up a little. Sauce cooks, the dough rises up and makes like, you know, almost like a pie crust, you know.
Wow.
It's round and it's flat. It's got a little ridge around the end, sauce and cheese.
What's in the little ridge?
Nothing. You know, it's just like a dough ridge. It's more or less like a trim, you know?
Oh. Is round the only shape it comes in?
Yeah, well, there's square, too, but we don't make the square. We just make the round.
Is there some sort of regulation as to who makes squares and who makes rounds?
No, there's no regulation. It's just more or less like, you know, the one's Sicilian and one's the Napoli Don.
Oh, I guess you can make whatever kind. You see, I come from a country where they kind of tell you what to do, and you can't get away with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah? What
is that? It's a place called Liechtenstein. You ever hear of it?
No,
it's a small country in Europe. It's all right, but this place is very, I guess you'd say, free.
Yeah.
You can make something round or square, however you want to make it, and no one really says anything.
Really?
Do you make a lot of these things? Do people buy lots of them?
What, the pies?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what we're in business for. That's all we sell, you know, pizza and heroes.
Uh-huh. What's a hero?
You know, a sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that myself. Because I'm also listening to this conversation. And I was perplexed when I heard pizza, when I heard hero. To us, hero means a revolutionary figure.
Yeah, right. Hey, that's another way of saying hero, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. So we don't eat our heroes.
No.
Unless they die and are very hungry.
Is it a very special kind of sandwich that you make?
No.
To call it a hero?
Yeah, they're all basically, you know, you call them heroes, submarines.
Submarines?
Yeah.
We have submarines in our Navy.
Oh, yeah?
We couldn't eat those, though, if we wanted to. We'd get poisoned.
Really?
And besides, they're nuclear powered.
How you doing? Do you want anything to eat?
Well, we just had some roast goat, but...
Roast goat, huh?
I'd like to try that out sometime. It sounds interesting. I guess. Have they been around very long?
Yeah.
Really?
How long? You know, we've been here 3 years.
I'm surprised that they never made it over to Liechtenstein. I mean, are they very popular?
Yeah. So, you know, pretty popular dish in America. Not really a dish, but, you know, fast food, but sort of, you know.
Because we hear everything else that you Americans dish out, you know, like Barry Manilow and David Cassidy and all that. They all make it over there. But pizza, we never got. I don't understand it.
I don't know. Somebody should have brought some olives for you there.
It sounds like you're having a swinging time there.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we got the tunes blasting a little.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah, we're stuck with certain chants, and it gets kind of boring after a while. We were quite pleased when Barry Manilow came over.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, we started jumping up and down. Well, we want to thank you for enlightening us on this, and maybe someday we'll, you know, get up the courage, and, well, thank you very much.
Okay, so long.
And with that, I think we have reached the end of our search for the ultimate pizza.
What is a pizza? Well, we now know. It can be round, it can be square, made
I
by anyone.
I forgot to ask if it could be triangular. Or maybe like an octagon or something.
I'm sure it could be. Let's wait once. Let's try...
I did understand what the hell that meant, but yeah, go ahead.
Let's try one more local place.
Uh-oh.
Pizza Man Office.
Good evening.
Hi.
This may seem like somewhat of a strange question, but please don't hang up on me. I'm new in the country, new to the United States, been only on Long Island for about a day and a half.
Yeah?
And I've been reading newspapers, listening to radio, and driving down roads, and I've seen pizza shops.
Yeah?
Now, in my native country...
Which is what?
Liechtenstein.
Yeah?
We have no pizzas. We don't know... What is a pizza?
Why don't you order one and find out?
That's... Well, I... Are they very expensive? I don't... You see... What is a pizza? What does it consist of?
Order a small cheese and you'll find out.
Small... Oh, it has cheese in it?
Yeah. Okay, I'm really busy, okay? I really don't have time to talk right now, all right? If you want to order a pizza... We'll send you one out, all right?
Do you deliver?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, if not, call back some other time.
Well, okay, we're going to talk about this, all right? And we'll get back. You'll still be there.
I'll be here.
Okay, we'll get back to you then. Don't go anywhere.
Not saying on. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So are we going to talk about this?
It seems like a lot of pizza places are very, shall we say, rushed. Like, they're in a sort of a high, frenzied state.
That one certainly was.
Yeah, they're running around, you know, into walls, that type of thing. They don't have time to, you know, casually chat with a foreigner.
Which is a sad, sad state of affairs.
It's a sad comment on American society, particularly American pizza society. But I feel we should leave it at that and take this up.
Do you think we should order a pizza from them?
Well, why not?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
I made it through the rain.
Cassidy.
And Mike Uhas.
Oh. Bye, David Cassidy.
Goodbye,
oh, David Cassidy and Barry Manilow here on USB.
Back to back.
Some of the things we export to other lands, such as
to
Liechtenstein.
To Liechtenstein.
Poor guys over in Liechtenstein. Oh, well, that was a nice pizza that we just had.
It really was. It was a good pizza.
It fit the description. It was round. It was had...
It wasn't a foot and a quarter high.
No, it wasn't. I'd like to see that, though. Foot and a quarter. Can you imagine a pizza a foot? How would you eat it?
I don't know. Let's ask our listeners. Maybe they'd be able to know.
If anyone has ever had a really strange...
Don't call us until we're stopped talking.
Obviously, but if anyone has had a strange pizza, you know, square, I guess, isn't that strange anymore. It's
triangular.
Become socially acceptable now. If you... You know, weird shapes, an octagon, like we said before, a triangle, that type of thing. Or a foot and a half high. I think that's pretty strange. I never even knew you could do that.
I think that guy did not speak good English.
I think that guy didn't know what he was talking about. Or, you know, at least not in our language.
Right.
Ode
to a potato plant?
That's what's underneath us now.
You say potato and I say potato.
You can say whatever you want.
You say potato and I say tomato.
You got problems.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a bacon, lettuce, and potato sandwich.
Oh, boy. 26 minutes after 2 o'clock, and it's gone all the way down to 45 degrees.
And what's it inside?
Inside, it was 78 last time we looked, and what is it now? 77, so it's definitely getting chillier in here, too.
Right.
Oh, boy. We're going to visit that radio station.
Yeah, we're going to go to Yoder.
Okay, we were going to do that a while ago, and I guess something went wrong with the transmission.
Yeah, the satellite facility's conked out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure. We couldn't get it working.
All right, well, we sent somebody up there to fix the satellite, and I think it's okay now. Frank, are you back yet? No.
Well, maybe he's still up on the satellite.
Well, I'm sure it's in good hands.
It's coming up really shortly. Anyway, if you have any comments on your strange pizzas, please feel free to call us. Or even if you have any other comments about the program, 516-246-7901.
And if you want to talk about any sort of strange food or even any strange anything, you know, we're open to that type of thing, as you can probably tell.
Sure.
years or so, out in the hills of Yoder, Wyoming, there's been a unique radio station, Radio Free Yoder. It's run by an elderly couple, Ned and Martha Taylor. Let's join them on a typical working day. Sure is a wonderful day today, isn't it?
Sure is, Ned. I wonder what surprises today will bring.
I guess it's about time for something big to happen. It's been pretty quiet the last couple of days.
Yeah, sure has been. I wonder when the new transmitter's going to make it in. Can't keep Radio Free Yoder on the air much longer with the old one. You did order the new transmitter, didn't you, dear?
Of course I did. I ordered it 3 weeks ago. It should have been here by now. Maybe our check bounced.
You sent a check?
Yeah.
I thought all station equipment was going on layaway, on the diners, Blanche Guard.
Sorry, dear. I'll have to make a note of that. Anyway, we probably would have heard from the bank if the check bounced. What's on the agenda for today, anyway?
Oh, well, I was thinking of firing the program director.
Wait once. You can't fire him unless you have a replacement ready. Do you?
Well, not yet. You're right, dear. I guess we can't be too hasty about these things.
Yes, and Jethro's been with us for so long.
Yeah, 24 years. He probably wasn't sober for much more than 5% of that time.
Remember, he's kept us high in the ratings all this time.
That's because we're the only station in the hills.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I'm not quite sure how the listeners will react to this new stuff he's been programming. What's it called? Reggae? Reggie?
It's called reggae, and I happen to like some of it. It's got a good beat. Makes you want to get up and dance. Yeah, let me turn some of that up and start dancing. Yeah. Nice, good stuff.
Turn that off and sit down! Thank you. It's bad for your hernia. Dr. Hall said so, you know.
I'm not sure if I can trust that man, but I still feel like dancing.
Well, don't. I don't want you popping out again like last time.
Okay, dear. But this reggae sure beats Tony Bennett.
Well, you're right there. Tony Bennett should be playing in a morgue.
I'm hungry. Let's get some breakfast.
Good idea. You want any of my Captain Crunch?
We'll leave Mr. and Mrs. Taylor to crunch on their morning breakfast cereals in the peace and tranquility of their home in Yoder. We will return to them at their radio station right after these words from our sponsor.
Do you wake up in the morning with cold sores on your lawn? Well, we may have the answer to your problem. Try Spot's new Turf and Zit, available in the exclusive 50-pound squeeze tube at your local store.
We now join Mr. and Mrs. Taylor in the general manager's office of their radio station in Yoder, Wyoming. This place is a mess. We should hire a maid.
I thought there was a cleaning clause on the program director's contract.
No, the union made us take that out. Oh, I'll get that. Oh, it's the UPS man.
Some packages for you.
Okay. Oh, here's one for the music director. Looks like a box of albums. Oh, and it's from Jamaica. And here's one for the engineer from Michigan. Oh, let's check the packing slip. Oh, it's a new transmitter, dear.
Looks kind of small for a transmitter. Right, why don't you open it up?
Okay. Hey, look at this, Martha. It has a knob with 40 positions.
You idiot! Oh, it's a CB!
A what?
A 4-watt CB!
What's a CB?
You know, breaker, 10-4, good buddy, put your hammer down, got your pedal to the metal, that kind of smoky... Oh,
so we can't use it.
You want to sign for these? Right here, please.
Okay, thanks. And have a happy day.
Now we have a CB we can't use, and we can't send it back because you already signed for it.
I'm sorry, dear. I didn't know I
don't know what I'm
going
to do. We've been in this business for 30 years.
Yeah. And we've kept the station on every day of those 30 years.
I can't believe it. And no thanks to you, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to go that far. Well, we've had problems before. We can do something. We can just order a new transmitter. We'll get it soon.
Let's just fire the chief engineer.
But I was the one who wanted it. He didn't even have anything to do with it.
You ordered it. You ordered it. I wanted a force.
when we'll once again visit with another crazy radio station somewhere in the United States.
For it to fade out, Eric.
No, fade it out so abruptly.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Radio Free Yoder, huh?
Yeah, yes.
Well, what are those guys up to?
Yoder is in Wyoming. It's about 20 miles from Nebraska.
Right, what was his name? Ned?
Ned and Martha Taylor.
That guy Ned sounded an awful lot like
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, you thought so too,
yeah,
huh?
A bit, yes. Especially when you mentioned it. That guy sounds like Bob Dylan.
Well, yeah, I guess it came right out there. Boy, Ned and Martha.
Why don't we see if there is such a person?
I'd like to. You want to talk to
them? Let me sit there. Let's switch positions.
Why do we have to switch positions when
because
we're in the middle?
Because I like talking to the operators.
Oh. Well, you don't have to talk to an operator. You talk to the information operator.
Well.
But okay, you take over.
Okay. I'll move on. Yeah, okay. Careful.
Oh! God. You stuck your foot out deliberately that time,
right? No, it wasn't really deliberately.
I'll talk to you about that over after the show.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no wonder you put this over here.
So you can. Okay, now. Which should I use, the blue line or the red line?
The red line.
Okay. And
try not to let the dial tone sound too much. There it is.
The area code
is 307 for Yoder, Wyoming. What kind of a town do you think it is in Yoder, anyway?
I don't know.
That's the only station in Yoder, I assume. All right, we're calling information in Yoder to find out about Radio Free Yoder first, and then...
Good evening, this is Cindy.
Good evening. I'm looking for, in Yoder...
Cindy.
Yoder, Wyoming?
Yes.
How's that spelled?
Y-O-D-E-R.
Okay.
I'm looking for... Ned and Martha Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Ned?
Ned and Martha Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Period.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, taking in Yoder, I don't show this. Let me see what Taylor's I do have in Yoder. One moment, please. I'm also looking for a Taylor, N-A-Y-L-O-R, in Yoder, if I listen to this.
There's no Taylor in Yoder?
There's no Taylor.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Yoder.
I got Radio Free Yoder.
Okay. Well, could you look for Radio Free Yoder?
Radio 3?
Radio Free.
Free.
Okay.
As in not...
R-E-E?
Right, as in not expensive.
Okay.
Sort of like Radio Free Long Island. Radio Free Europe.
It's not cheap either when it's free. It's non-existent.
Okay, don't show the thing for that either.
R-A-D-I-O-C-F-R-E-E. Well, surely you've heard of it.
Okay. Say, could you have any information on Yoder about how big a city it is?
I want to transfer you to supervisor at the moment, please.
Okay.
One step up.
Operators can be so helpful.
Supervisor, huh?
Supervisor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, hi. I was just asking the operator if she knew about what kind of size of town Yoder is.
Yoder?
Yes.
Is that in Colorado?
No, that's in Wyoming.
I'm trying to say that we handle Wyoming information. We were located in Denver, and I have no idea what size it is.
You're in Denver?
Right.
Well, we dialed Wyoming. How did we get you?
Right. Wyoming centralized in Denver, but they don't have their own information.
Oh, I see.
What, you mean when we call Wyoming information, we're actually getting Denver information? Oh.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay,
something.
So, okay, well, your operator has been quite helpful. And it's been very nice speaking with you, too.
We're sorry we couldn't help you.
Well, I'm sorry, too.
But you've made it pleasant anyway.
But thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a happy day, too. Thanks for calling.
I think I'm in love.
Well, that's interesting. I thought when you called Wyoming, you got Wyoming, but you don't. You get Denver.
That's true. That's
Mike,
I guess it's
we've
true.
We've found something. We've uncovered another
telephone scandal.
First, it was area code 706, which nobody knew where it was, and we found out for the telephone company where 706 was.
And Mr. Pinto.
And Mr. Pinto, we got the same operator twice somehow.
Which was somewhat of a coincidence.
A big coincidence. Now,
we've got so much stuff to do in 15 minutes.
Only oh, 15 minutes left.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Actually, no, 15. According to my watch, we have 16 minutes left.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with
15
the
minutes.
Oh, boy, our poster just fell down.
Uh-oh.
We have a Clash poster in this room, and it just collapsed this very moment.
We do have another Bunky and Spunky. How come I'm only hearing myself out of one ear?
I'm doing that, too.
Maybe because you don't have something up.
No? I guess it's okay.
I don't know.
It's immaterial, though, because the people are hearing us through both areas.
Yeah, I guess they are.
Hey, why don't we hear some, I'm in with some old-time children's songs. Well, how about you?
Sure.
So go on, rabbit, look at that one, make your ears so thin, always hop around in the wind. So go on, rabbit, so go on, rabbit, look at that one, make your ears so thin, always hop around in the wind. So go on, rabbit, so go on, rabbit, look at that one, make your ears so thin, always hop around in the wind. So go on, rabbit, so go on, rabbit.
Oh, John the Rabbit.
Yes, ma'am.
Got a mighty bow habit.
Yes, ma'am.
Run in my garden.
Yes, ma'am.
Run down my cabbage.
Yes, ma'am.
My mater's mater.
Yes, ma'am.
My sweet potato.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I live.
Yes, ma'am.
To see next fall.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna pick.
Yes, ma'am.
No kind of fall.
Yes, ma'am.
Rabbit, 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 kicking and fan. I wish I had him in my
pen. Oh, sounds
rabbit,
like the kind of thing they'd play in Yoder.
Oh, rabbit, jump right in my pen. Rabbit, 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 kicking and fan. I wish I had him in my pen. Rabbit, 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 that rabbit sticking in the sand. I wish I had him in my pen. Oh, rabbit hopped, oh, rabbit skipped, oh, rabbit hopped right in my pot. Rabbit, 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 that rabbit sticking in the sand. I wish I had him in my pen.
Rabbit in the feet that you la la, rabbit in the feet that you la la, rabbit in the feet that you la la, my darling. You roguish rascal, you la la, you roguish rascal, you la la, you roguish rascal, you la la, my darling. You stole my partner, you la la, you stole my partner, you la la, you stole my partner, you la la, my darling. But I'll get another one, shoo-la-lo, I'll get another one, shoo-la-lo, I'll get another one, shoo-la-lo, shoo-la-lo, my darling. Pretty as the other one, shoo-la-lo, pretty as the other one, shoo-la-lo, pretty as the other one, shoo-la-lo, shoo-la-lo, my darling. Sody in the biscuit, shoo-la-lo, sody in the biscuit, shoo-la-lo, sody in the biscuit, shoo-la-lo, shoo-la-lo, my darling.
Oh, Grandpa, yet not a soul can he get, and it's hard to live in here alone, and it's hard to live in here alone. Some of you young girls take pity on his case and make him a wife of his own, and make him a wife of his own. You can rise to your feet and kiss the first you meet, for there's plenty all around the church, there's plenty all around the church. So, Grandma, yet not
this
a soul.
This tape recorder is recording,
recording.
Yep.
It's hard to live in here alone. Some of you young men take pity on a chase and make her a husband of her own, and make her a husband of your own. You can rise to your feet and kiss the first you meet, for there's plenty all around the church, there's plenty all around the church.
Roxy and the fooling me, I'll fool her after a while. She's been a long time fooling, she's been a long time fooling me. Never mind a Roxy and never mind a while. She's been a long time fooling, fooling. She's been a long time fooling me. Roxy Ann's a fooling me. I'll fool her after a while. She's been a long time fooling, fooling. She's been a long time fooling me. Never mind Roxy Ann. Never mind a while. She's been a long time fooling, fooling. She's been a long time fooling me.
And me too.
Yeah, great stuff, great stuff. I want to tell the folks, I was just in the library, and I was trying to find Shirley Temple, but I can't find her, and I know we have
No, you were trying to find a Shirley Temple record.
Exactly, exactly. I was trying to find a Shirley Temple record. I wanted to play on the Good Ship Lollipop. I think that would have fit in here miraculously well.
It sure would have.
But I couldn't, all I saw were these Temptation records. Do you think that she's been swallowed up by one of the Temptation records?
She could be. The double albums.
Anthology things?
The double albums, they kind of spread out. It's kind of like apologizing for, like Mark Stern did last night. He had a great segue lined up.
What did he do?
He was going to do The Impossible Dream, followed by Sit on My Face.
Who does that?
Monty Python.
Oh, did he do it?
No, he didn't, because he couldn't find Man of La Mancha album.
Oh, I'm sure we have that, too.
Well, we couldn't find it, but anyhow, let's go into... and I have a contest coming up.
I wanted to play Shirley Temple. That ruined my entire night.
We have 10 minutes left.
Well, we're not going to... Unless somebody flies up to the station and donates a Shirley Temple record, I'm not going to be happy.
Either will I. Contest is, okay, you are all familiar with Bunky and Spunky. They're going to be coming up right after this next song I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of you, we told you who does their theme song, but we didn't tell you what their theme song is. If you can tell us what Bunky and Spunky's theme song is, well, if you can name the song, well, we'll name you.
Name you what?
On the air.
Oh, well, we knight them or something on the air.
Okay, we'll dub them.
Well, we'll dub them, all right. We dubbed, who did we dub last week?
Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller.
Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller. We'll dub you, too.
Okay.
We'll dub everyone inside.
Now, we'll let you listen to that, and when after Bunky and Spunky is over, we'll be accepting your telephone calls.
Even while Bunky and Spunky are speaking.
Of Bunky and Spunky, we'll accept your calls now at 246-7901.
One, area code 516.
More kitties. Little baby, do not cry. You should be a big boy by and by. You should have a bow and a hatchet too. You should ride on the water in your own canoe. Go to sleep, little baby, do not cry. You shall be a big boy by and by. You should have a bow and a hatchet, too. You should ride on the water in your canoe.
Do, do, petit bébé, écoute la rivière, écoute la rivière. Do, do, petit bébé, écoute la rivière couler. Do, do, petit bébé. Écoute la rivière, écoute la rivière, do, do, ti, bébé, écoute la rivière couler.
Go to sleep and don't you cry, mother gonna give you some apple pie. Come up, Halsey, hey, hey, come up, Halsey, hey, hey, mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog. Mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog. Mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog. Put him in his lap when she goes off. Come up, Halsey, hey, hey. Come up, Halsey, hey, hey. Think I can leave him there. Sleepy baby.
we grow up to invent a time machine. So here are some time travel safety tips.
When you go into the past, be real careful not to kill any of your ancestors or you'll wind up in a real fix.
Always be sure to park and lock your time machine and take the key with you.
Don't go dashing off into the future just to see next season's episodes of Mark and Mindy. If it's been canceled, you'll be awful disappointed.
Resist the temptation to change the course of history, even though you think you've got the know-how. If you make a boo-boo, you might never be born.
If your time machine breaks down, chances are Joe the garage mechanic won't know how to fix it. So always carry your children's time machine manual.
And don't give rides to criminals and tax evaders trying to get off the hook. That's not being a good citizen.
Remember, they don't accept master charge in ancient Greece, so bring plenty of drachmas with you for snacks and things. So until next time, this is Spunky.
And Spunky say, watch out for Morlocks.
And don't play with blasting caps.
Well, kids, this is Bunky.
Man, this is Spunky.
No, actually, we're grown up now.
You're Tom. Now, who were you before in the production that we did?
What production?
Don't Play with Blasting Caps.
Oh, I was Fireman Jim.
Oh, you were Fireman Jim. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I was Junkie.
You were Junkie? Oh, I remember Junkie.
Well, we'd like to congratulate Rick, who said he heard this tune somewhere else.
Well, that's about as close as we could get.
Give him an applause for that. Rick is from Rocky Point.
Rocky Point.
He heard this song, which is I'll Never Say Never Again.
Oh, there's vocals to this, too, isn't
right.
there?
Right. They're coming up. We edited it up for you.
Well, we can do things like that, yes.
Rocky
Point. Why don't we ride out to Rocky Point one night?
That's a nice
place.
Why don't we go out there on our bicycles next week?
Sounds good to me.
How long do you think it would take us to get there?
If anyone listening who's on the staff, of course, you know, you'll see us, you can come with us. Anyone who's out there listening, we'll give you
here
a...
Here comes the vocals, you hear them?
Yeah,
here
I am just next week, we'll give out a timetable. Or if we go next week, or the week after, whenever we go, we'll give out a timetable as to when
you
we expect
can meet,
to be arriving at certain locations, and you can wait for us and with whatever you feel is necessary for the occasion, depending on whether or not you like us.
Yes, you throw eggs and that kind of thing.
So we'll be parading down certain deserted roads in the middle
of
the night.
Yeah, we'll give her a timetable of when we expect to be at certain places. So you can meet your favorite Radio Free Long Island personalities.
Sounds good to me.
Well, it's 3 o'clock. My name's Mike Uhas.
Time for us to go, and I guess the person... Did you see the person that's coming on after us? I think he's waiting outside in the hall.
I didn't see him.
Oh, well, I thought I saw him waiting out there. I guess not. Well, I guess it's time for us to... Hello.
Where'd Don Topeka come from?
Don Topeka's almost came out of the door.
He played the wrong card.
Oh! You can't say that over here. Oh, there's somebody outside.
Oh! There is somebody outside. Well, that must be the next person trying to get in.
Yes, there is one.
Is it? Well, it's 301. We've run over and he's getting impatient. Well, we left early last week, I think.
Did we? Yeah, we weren't even here last week.
Well, no, we were here in a sense. It's not fair to say we weren't here, because we were here as far as... Well, it doesn't really matter anyway.
Well, anyway,
you be quiet.
My name's Mike Uhas, and you're Eric Corley.
Eric Corley, yeah.
I'll be back Monday night at midnight with my regular program. You'll be back... Tuesday night with your regular program.
I think so. They call it a regular program.
Tuesday
regular night at 9, your Monday night at midnight, and you shut up. Maybe other points. Well, you're not going to be doing another bluegrass show, are you?
No, I've had enough of that.
Maybe I'll do a bluegrass show this week.
Yeah, do the bluegrass show.
Sounds like it wasn't